The borough had been planning on a live outcry auction for all three parcels in August. Of the three, the one at 306 Sandy Beach Road is zoned for residential use, is under half an acre, and has electricity, water, and sewer nearby. Neighboring property owner John Fortna asked the assembly to consider a sealed bid instead.
We just don't want to play games or for someone to try to drive the price up. We just want a fair opportunity to be able to bid on the property and try to win it.
The minimum bid on that parcel, $60,220. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht said the municipality switched to the sealed bid process during the pandemic, but he explained the pros and cons.
Outcry auctions tend to have higher prices. So the borough sells the property for a higher price, usually at an outcry auction as compared to a sealed bid. The other advantage is, you know, it depends on how the people bidding view it. But in an outcry auction, you have the option to see where you are and if you want it bad enough to raise your bid to so it's not a done deal.
Giesbrecht explained borough land sales are relatively infrequent and would continue to be even after the borough receives its full entitlement of state land. The borough has agreed to sell land directly to purchasers in some cases. It also sold a parcel last September by sealed bid, and it's held open outcry auctions in the recent past, including one that brought in over $500,000 and had a bidding war for one Sandy Beach waterfront property. This uphill parcel at 306 Sandy Beach Road was among the land that didn't see any live bids during that process in 2017. Vice Mayor Jay Stanton Greger noted that the assembly has taken a different approaches.
Since I've been on the assembly, I've been a part of a couple of both. One, I think of a sealed bid process we actually did as the borough trying to buy some lots out of Papke's. And the flip side is a waterfront Sandy Beach lot that we did by outcry auction and drove the price up. So I think even in the sealed bid process, those properties weren't as desirable as the Sandy Beach one. I think, you know, some of that reflects as well. And I think of the upland lot there on Sandy Beach, it's a I'm very comfortable with the amendment in this, given this context, to do it by sealed bid.
The assembly passed two resolutions approving the sale of the three parcels by sealed bid. The other two were seized by the borough in tax foreclosures. They're on the Kuprinoff Island shoreline, north of Blind Slough, and near some hunting and fishing lodges. They don't have any zoning and are not near public utilities. One's under an acre and has a minimum bid of $15,640. The other's well under half an acre and has a minimum bid of $6,740. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.